This is Tuesday, June 20-something. Is it 24, 25, 26, 25? We here. We chilling. Pablo's Garage, episode number one.
I'm not even in the garage, dude.
We're working through a garage. You see our ghetto setup right now.
It's a doghouse.
We're in the slums right now. Literally, our desk is an old laundry basket. You gotta come up from somewhere, right?
We're stealing our neighbor's Wi-Fi right now. We're in the side of his house right now.
Anyway, introducing my first guest to the podcast.
Yup.
One of my homies. Been homies since 2013. Damn. Didn't talk to him in high school. A little weird. Long hair, don't care.
Hey,
used to eat his lunch in the bathroom downstairs for some reason. Never knew why. Followed me home one time. I don't know why. Chris,
bro,
introduce yourself to the people.
I think you just did, dude. You made me sound like a complete loser. What was the intro from the fucking, there I go cussing. Where was the intro from our warm-up run? That was a way better intro than this shit.
This is real. This is uncut. You can cuss.
Oh, I can cuss?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway, introduce yourself to the people. Call yourself a loser. I mean, you do have it tattooed on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's loser lover tattoo. Inspired by the It movie. I can't talk about myself. Let's just jump right into it, guys.
Jump right into it. All right.
Jump right into it, folks.
How's the family?
I don't give a fuck, dude. next subject.
All right.
I don't even talk to my cousins, dude.
Shout out to Chris's cousins for listening to this.
No.
Doesn't talk to you guys. Doesn't like you guys.
He'd never invite me to shit.
Isn't that with every cousin though? They just do their own thing, kind of.
Nah.
Hey, you should be lucky. At least you have cousins here. I don't have any.
You're always complaining how they text you on Messenger with their...
That's true. Yeah,
their,
yo.
With your dad.
You guys have Mexican, like, family members, right? Always add you with, like, 40 different Facebook profiles, but same person, and they always hit you up.
Uh-huh.
Every time they hit you up, they're, like, asking for some shit, because they think that... I'm making like a shit ton of money or something. I don't even know where they get that idea from.
You're fucking Jay-Z, dude.
I'm not.
You're making Jay-Z money
out here. Yeah, is that what people think? Yeah,
that's what I think.
That's what people think, honestly.
If I was in Mexico, I saw you scrolling through your Facebook profile, that's all I would think.
Money?
Yeah, money.
Have you seen my Facebook profile?
Yeah,
that shit's dead.
It's just money, dude. Like, oh, I'm sponsored by FIFA. Oh, I make money playing video games.
I did.
I got a white girlfriend.
We don't know where that is right now.
Okay.
No girlfriend at the moment, I guess.
Single alert.
Hey, speaking of single.
Yeah.
You single?
It's complicated.
Oh, yeah. Explain.
I mean, she's amazing. I love her. But I mean, I can't really talk about it, dude. Like, we're just not official yet. She just got out of a relationship, and can't get too serious. Although I have eaten her ass, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, not make it official. Is it you thing or her thing? Both of you thing?
I mean, it's mainly... I mean, we're official, dude. We're not official, though. But we're official.
What means official? Official. Like, talking about Facebook official? Is that the new official? Is that what we gotta go through now? Everything's gotta be official through Facebook?
Yeah.
Or else it's not real?
Yeah, it's not real, dude.
Yeah.
It's gotta be on the Instagram profile.
Has she posted you on her Instagram? Have you posted her on your Instagram?
I have posted her on my Instagram. That was just as friends, though.
Oh, alright. And you wanna shamelessly plug your Instagram right now?
Yeah, to all you negative 10 listeners out there, at Chris has a Gengar.
Yeah.
Chris, no H.
Chris Noyich.
That's not my Instagram, though. My
Instagram is at Chris Noyich.
No, fucker. At Chris has a Gengar. That's it.
So, you're not official.
Nah.
Okay.
Not till we're married.
That's when you're official?
Yeah, that's when we're official.
So what do you, so you think that dating someone isn't official until you're actually married? Is that what you're saying to me? Mm-hmm. Or are you saying this with her? So you got different standards for different girls?
Dude, it's complicated, dude. Like, some of her friends know about me, most of her friends don't.
The important friends know?
Yeah. No one's closest to her. All the dudes don't, though.
Oh, whoa. You don't talk about that?
Nah, dude.
Bro, if it was me, if I was dating someone, not official, and the dudes didn't know she was taken.
Yeah.
A little bit of an issue right there, buddy.
I mean, I trust her, though.
Do you?
Like, it still does, like, get under my skin a bit, but I trust her.
100% trust her?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I know she deserves better than me, so...
Doesn't everybody feel that way?
So, like, I want her to cheat on me.
You want her to cheat on me?
I want her to cheat on me.
Just...
Because it'll just prove me right.
Is this one of your fantasies?
It's not a fantasy, dude. It'll just prove me right that she deserves better and she'll be getting better.
Getting better in what, homie?
I don't know, better dude.
Well, obviously she chose you for a reason.
Yeah, and it still baffles me.
Hey, man, I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
Nah.
Yes. I remember I used to work with this guy. I'm not going to go into detail about whatever.
A lot like you.
No.
A lot like me.
No, yeah, probably. A lot like me. Came into work one day, super duper attractive girlfriend.
Yeah.
And every time I talk to this guy, he's like, I don't even understand why this girl's with me.
For the money.
He didn't have any money. That's the thing.
He was homeless.
He was not homeless.
Did you ever go to his house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a house, it was an apartment.
Okay.
But anyway, he thought the same thing you're telling me right now. He thought that he wasn't good enough for this girl or whatever. And he talked to her about it, and she basically told him that he was enough. Just because he doesn't see it himself doesn't mean that she didn't see it in him. It wasn't even about the looks. Because he even told me that some of her friends were like, why are you with this guy? Like, you could do so much better.
Damn.
But she said, she basically said, like, screw your guys, like, this is what I want.
Okay. Are they still together, though?
They are still together.
Oh,
actually engaged.
Shit. Damn, dude. That could be me one day.
That could be you. If you stop thinking that you're not good enough for this girl.
What if I keep thinking that and she's just okay with that? She's just
okay
with...
Why would she be okay with that?
With constantly giving me reassurance every single day.
No, dude. I can 100%
guarantee... I need reassurance.
I can 100% guarantee you. Female, male or female, bro. That shit gets old so quick. Needing reassurance from your partner. That shit will drive them fucking away.
Damn.
Like, sure. If you're with someone... You should be, like, happy with them.
Yeah.
And shouldn't come into question, like... Like, you know, you shouldn't need reassurance from that person.
Yeah. And honestly, that's what I picture her friend saying. Like, oh, this dude's ugly, dude. Why are you with this dude?
I mean, hey, man. Yeah. Instagram... Check it out. You agree, disagree? It's homeboy ugly. I don't necessarily think he's ugly.
Ooh, you just called me cute.
Yeah, I did not call you cute.
You called me cute.
I did not call you cute. Look at me, I'm typing cute in the computer. What the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, why are you on your computer? Why aren't you giving me your full attention?
Ah, here we go.
Why aren't you giving me your full attention?
Shut up.
Am I not enough for you?
Shut up. Huh? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm feeling insecure right now.
This is what I'm talking about.
You're not giving me attention.
See, this is what I picture you talking. This is how I picture you, like, without saying that those words out loud. That's how I picture how she feels. So shut up.
Am I not entertaining enough for you?
Shut up.
If you don't see this lasting, then tell me.
Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
So, not official.
Yeah.
Your mother's met her?
Yeah.
And mother like her?
My mom loves her.
Loves her.
And
hey, is there a language barrier? I don't think we got into it. So my homie Chris is Mexican.
Yeah.
Girlfriend is
Vietnamese.
Lit.
Yeah, dude. Konnichiwa.
I don't think that's
No, that's definitely not. I was just picturing if we had like a soundboard guy, he would like clink, he would click a button and it would go like some Asian like stereotype sound.
He'd be fired right away.
Me horny. Me so horny.
We don't tolerate racism here.
I tolerate racism here. Ooh, wanna get
anyway,
up that jar.
Maybe later. No? But anyway, back to what we're talking about. Is there a language barrier there?
No, not at all. My mom's she can speak English with the best of them.
With the best of them.
Well, not the best of them, but she's not like William Shakespeare, but she knows enough to like live life.
Live life?
She knows enough to order a football.
Yeah.
Like, I go to Wendy's, I go, can I get a fo-fo-fo? Like, what? Like, don't you know your own damn menu? Give me a damn fo-fo-fo. Sir, we don't have that. Then I say a 444. They go, oh, a 444.
Yeah. That's it, chief.
Can't see it right now, but this dude's still on his laptop, not giving me his full attention.
I'm trying to bring up some news here. I'll talk about some news today. Yeah. There it is. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, your mom can speak to her.
Yeah. Right?
So that's not a barrier.
No. First time she met my mom, she introduced herself as, "Hi, I'm insert name here, future daughter-in-law."
We're leaving the name out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to plug her Instagram? More horny dudes up in her DMs?
She has enough horny dudes up in her DMs. Literally.
You've seen them? She's shown you?
She's shown me messages. She gets constant dick pics.
Yo. You real?
They're fucking hilarious, dude.
Yo.
This one dude.
Yo, you want to expose him right now?
I kid you.
No, don't expose him.
I kid you not, dude. No, I don't want to get sued. This one dude, like, he messaged her literally. Oh, I wish I had the exact fucking what he said, but one thing he said, he was like, I'd kill you with one stroke.
Yo, that's cringe.
Yeah, that's cringe. I'm gonna see if she can send me a screenshot of those messages, because that shit was hilarious.
And like, wait, was there a dick pic with that?
Yeah, he like sent a video of himself like jacking off.
Oh, what a weirdo. Through Instagram?
Instagram.
Why do people do that? Why do dudes send dick pics? Like, if I was a girl, right?
Yeah.
Dude sending dick pics?
Yeah.
I'd expose. Expose right then and there.
I mean, you'd threaten to expose unless they sent you money.
Extortion?
Hey, they're not gonna out themselves, especially if they have a girlfriend.
Ooh, she's gotten guys with girlfriends?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Guys with girlfriends, like, will hit her up. Like, the other day, we were at the mall. A dude literally texts her, hey, don't tell Becky. Becky is this dude's, like, girlfriend. Don't tell her, but do you want to hang out sometime?
Is that her real name?
Yeah, that is her real name. There are lots of Beckys in the world, though, so.
Don't tell Becky you want to hang out, though.
Yeah.
And what did she respond?
No, she, like, told, she told her. And Becky's still with this dude.
Becky sounds like.
Yeah.
Becky, you need to get your priorities straight.
All these girls, dude, they'll find all the fucking excuses for the dude that's cheating on them. Even if they have concrete proof, they'll make excuses for the dude.
Yeah, like what? I mean, personally, I've never... Okay,
the dude did respond, because Becky confronted him about it, and he was like, oh, I was just testing her loyalty to you, babe.
Her loyalty?
Yeah.
What? Yo.
Think you... think he was actually doing that?
Yo, that's the saddest excuse I've ever heard.
Exactly.
We should get that dude on here and be like, hey.
What's up, Chief?
We should ask him. No, but anyway, I don't know. I've had one, like, one thing where this girl I was dating a couple of years ago. We were dating or whatever. And, yeah, she, like, we were dating for, like, a couple months, and then she, like, became, like, super distant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was this girl, pretty cute looking, you know. Like, I was kind of insecure about, like, should her be. And her DMs and stuff. Because, like, she had a reputation of, like, just, like, getting a lot of dudes up in her DMs.
Yeah.
So, but I, while I was with her, I never, like, I always trusted her about that stuff. It wasn't until after, like, we broke up, and I kind of find out, like, she'd been, like, hanging out with this dude for, like, a month, like, prior to, like, while we were still dating, technically. Like, that shit was going downhill. Like, that shit was going to crash and burn, like, any day. But still, you know, we were still technically dating. Yeah. And, yeah, this dude, like, kind of find out this dude, like, constantly was hitting her up on... like Messenger and stuff like that. So that's the only thing I've like had experience. Like if I was still would have been with her and I would have found that out like while we were still dating, I would have been like, nah, dude, fuck that. Like you're gonna like entertain other dudes? Like no, it's not for me, Chief.
Damn, dude. They smashed?
They smashed. They're married now.
They're married now?
Yeah.
Ah, so I guess it's a good thing that she went behind your back.
Yeah. she went behind your back for eternal happiness, I guess.
Yeah.
Good for her, right? I actually wasn't that, like, upset about it. Like, I was, like...
Did just you see
like,
yourself marrying this woman?
Me?
Yeah.
The girl that cheated on me?
Yeah. Did you see a
future honestly, bro,
her?
Honestly, like, it was just a summer flame.
Yeah.
That whole thing, that whole situation, like... I had a thing for her in high school, but she was, like, always, like, she never talked to me, but she started talking to me outside of high school, and, like, that summer, like, I was just, like, I'm gonna go for it, like, I'm gonna ask her.
Yeah.
And she came over, like, I asked her to come over one day, and, like, she just came over. I was, like, I was hella surprised. I was, like, dude, like, what? I was just, like, moving into my new place, and we hung out and just vibed, and... But, like, that shit got jumped way too quickly into, man. Like, I should have never, like, dated her. But, honestly, bro, I was just feeling lonely, like, at the time. Like, I just moved into a new place, new roommates, new area, new everything, man. And, like, I was just like, man, I need, like, something. Because, like, I can't just, like, go to school and work. I was like, man, I need something. And, like, all my friends are, like, always, like, busy. To, like, hang out and stuff, so. Yeah, but that should have never happened. Like, it's hard to say that you regret relationships. Because you obviously got into them for a reason.
Yeah.
But. I'm still like, probably shouldn't have happened. But I did learn some things from that relationship, though.
Mind bestowing upon us all this newfound knowledge you learned? Any wisdom?
Yeah, so she was a she was a single mom, and like during that time, like I had to learn that like living with like dating a single mom is super hard, in the sense that like you don't come first, right? In a relationship, like a regular relationship, and there's just you and a girl, like no kids, no nothing. Yeah. You're gonna come first in the relationship, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
If she's not like working on herself,
then she probably shouldn't be a relationship. She's working on herself.
Okay. I mean, we're all working on ourselves.
Nah, you're right. Right. But anyway, so for the most part, right? She'll be like, you're probably gonna be her like number one priority.
Yeah.
For the most part. So like dating a single mom, you are not. Hey, this boy got allergies. This boy can't stop sneezing out here. I remember it's allergy season, folks. Take your Benadryl, your knockoff Benadryl, whatever you got. Or else you'll be sneezing a professional podcast and I can't even keep a straight face with this guy. Just sneezing in my face.
Hey, I'm trying to keep it low key, dude. But yeah, I'm dying right now.
Hey, need a sec. So anyway, what I learned was like the mom, like whoever you're dating, is gonna prioritize their kids over you any day.
What if they're ugly kids? Does that make a difference?
No.
Okay. Stop. The viewers would want to know.
Nah. Honestly, bro, that kid was cute as fuck. Kid was cute.
Did you fuck him? That long silence is kind of alarming. I'm joking, dude.
Come on, man. Gotta trim that out.
No, that's like the high key. Like
anyway, yeah. Anyway, I'm going too much in this. Low key, like, or whatever I learned from it was like, if you're gonna date a single mom, you better be prepared to like have the kid. Like, you gotta take care of the kid. You gotta take care of other shit. You're not gonna see her as much, or if you do, like, the kid's gonna be there. And sometimes you need alone time, and that can't happen unless like somebody else is watching that kid.
Damn, I hate that kid. I don't even know this kid, but I hate him already.
Anyway. So, yeah. It's back to you, right?
Okay, yeah. Thank God. Thank God. And this dude's, you can't see it right now, but he's smoking a cigarette. Who still smokes cigarettes? Like, honestly, I can't even be seen in public with this dude.
Hey, you know who still smokes cigarettes?
Who?
Chance the Rapper.
Really? Damn.
Chance the Rapper smokes, I think I heard, a pack a day.
Damn, dude.
He's got tobacco fields in North Carolina.
The tobacco money?
Yeah.
That tobacco money. Anyway, I can't even be seen in public with this dude. If it was a babe, yeah.
Yeah.
But nah.
We don't even know what the health hazards of vapes yet. We know that, I know what I'm putting inside myself. You know?
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. You can get cancer other ways, though.
Skin cancer.
All right. Let's talk about this. Anyway, me and this dude went grab some food.
Yeah.
My boy's trying to take an umbrella, trying to give me a lesson on skin cancer.
Bruh, our skin ages because of the sun. 90% of it has to do because of the sun. The sun is the enemy.
Where are your facts from?
This white girl I used to fuck. She went to school for like skin.
Dermatology?
Yeah. Yep.
And she told you that?
Yeah. So I'd assume she knows what she's talking about.
So. Okay.
So the sun is the enemy.
So you're never gonna leave your house? You'd be like that dude from Benchwarmers?
I just
eating sunscreen?
Hey, I got the blonde hair. I just need a bowl cut.
Hey, Yeah, this dude, Mexican with, like, strawberry blonde hair going on.
Yeah.
Dude's a vibe, I'm telling you.
He just called me pretty.
Did not call you pretty.
He called me pretty. I want that on the record.
Everything's on the record. You don't need to say on the record.
I want that on the record.
Anyway, yeah, so, this dude, right? Etika, YouTube. I never really dug into his, YouTube.
Content?
Yeah, his content.
He's shit.
But, dude was crying out for help on the internet, right? The last couple of videos I saw for him.
Yeah?
And...
Why don't you help him? Why don't you help him, dude?
Well, first of all, I have no way to contact
him. That's because
guy.
Of you. It's your fault.
No.
It's your fault.
Listen.
All his viewers' fault. They're probably encouraging him to jump off a bridge.
No.
Look, I shit you not. If we go to his comment section on his videos, probably most of them are like, yeah, jump off a bridge. Do a flip. Stream it.
Stream it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dude. This dude felt hopeless, felt lost. He obviously had some issues there.
We all do. You feel hopeless and lost.
I do, but in a different way.
I feel hopeless and lost.
Yeah?
We all feel hopeless and lost.
Let's talk about you feeling hopeless and lost. What you feel, brother?
Maybe in the next episode of this podcast.
Next episode, you're not going to be here.
What?
Having different people on.
Nah, dude. I'm going to be here. This is my podcast, dude.
Anyway. You want to talk about it?
Anyway.
You want to talk about it?
Nah, dude. Next episode.
No.
Next episode, dude.
Why don't you want to talk about it?
Next episode of Chris's and Pablo's Garage.
That doesn't flow.
Next episode of the Chris and Pablo show.
Anyway. So, dude felt lost.
Tattoos and Cigarettes. That's the name.
No.
No?
No. But anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, this dude ain't nothing special.
What you mean?
He ain't nothing special.
What do you mean?
We all feel hopeless and lost. He just took the easy way out.
Yeah?
Isn't he a famous YouTuber?
You think so?
Making that YouTube money?
It's not all about the money, man.
I know it's not all about the money.
So what are you getting at?
He could have reached out for help.
He did.
Obviously, not enough. He didn't try hard enough.
Me personally, I don't think suicide is the way to go. But I also can see how some people feel so lost that they don't see another way.
No, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all talk about it?
Next episode.
This is content.
Next episode, boy.
You want to talk about it?
I've told you about it before.
Yeah, but that's me.
Yeah, I mean, nothing special. Last year, went through a breakup. 7 months, I was just depressed. I'd literally just get on the highway. I'd drive. I'd go, like, 80 and imagine, like, just ramming into the side of a fucking bridge or something.
Bridge?
Yeah. The cement blocks. The cement barriers on the highway.
You thought that a lot?
Yeah.
That's how you envision yourself doing that?
Nah. I wanted to go the 13 Reasons Why route, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah, why's that? Still over the breakup?
Because this girl, she came back into my life. We went to a concert, 21 Pilots.
Shout out 21 Pilots.
Yeah, shout out 21 Pilots. And yeah, she came back into my life. And I thought things were great. I was happy that this girl that I loved so much was back in my life. Like, she was my best friend. I was just happy to have her back. But then, like, we talked for a couple days, and then she ghosts me again. And then she calls me, like, 2 weeks later, says, yeah, I can't talk to you anymore. I'm gonna block you.
She give you a reason?
She got back with the dude that she left to come back and talk to me.
That's dirty, bro.
Yeah, that just fucking hurt. Then I was just depressed. I was crying at work.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you were talking about the car thing, right?
Yeah.
You said that was last year.
Yeah.
So you got over that depression.
Yeah.
And she put you right back into it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, I know. Now.
No, but anyway, yeah. So she ghosted you, blocked you.
Yeah.
Got back together with the dude that she claimed she was over.
Yeah.
To be back with you.
Yeah.
This is all in the span of, what, a couple days?
Literally, like, a week. Probably less than a week. But, yeah. I was just crying at work. She's all I could think about. And I just, like, I planned my suicide. Like, I thought I was gonna kill myself. I picked the day. I was just gonna, like, go into my garage, get, like, a fucking tool, and slit my wrist right open. Just lay in the tub, and someone would find me, hopefully, just in my blood. Just laying in a tub of my own blood.
You ever think about how your mom would feel?
I would think about it.
And? Your brothers?
Yeah, I thought about it.
And?
I just felt hopeless, dude. Like, yeah, I don't want to bring that on them. But I don't think I'm ever going to be happy. And this is all I'm ever going to think about.
And, people, I tried to reach out to you, didn't I?
Nah, you're a piece of shit, dude.
Nah, come on.
You
I didn't reach out to you.
I would text you, you never replied.
I
remember I texted you one time, bro, I'm thinking about killing myself, I really need you. You were like, fuck off.
Okay, no, that's not true. That's not true. We're being serious here, I did not say that.
No, he didn't say that. No, yeah, but I didn't want help.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. The YouTuber guy that I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He felt the same way that you did.
Yeah.
Right?
He didn't want help.
Yeah, he felt helpless, like you were just saying right now.
But yeah, like, the only answer that could make me happy was, like, her. But obviously that wasn't happening. But yeah, then my ex's mom called my mom and told her how I was feeling, that I wanted to kill myself. And then my mom called me. I was at the gym, and my mom was just crying over the phone.
Shit.
And yeah, then I guess that's when I decided not to.
Hey man, if your mom calls you crying, that's... She'll get to you.
Yeah. To say the least. But yeah, like a month after that, I was fucking a white girl. I fucked an Asian girl on Christmas Eve. And now I'm like in a relationship with like the fucking hottest girl ever.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy.
You over this girl?
My ex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I did hang out with her, like a few weeks ago. It was cool. It was chill.
Any feelings there?
Nah, dude, not at all.
None?
Just, like, feelings I get with you.
Any like, anger?
Like, just, nah, you angry? Dude. Nah, dude.
Was she angry?
Nah.
Was she all, disappointed?
It was all love, dude.
All love?
Yeah, just platonic friendship love.
Like, you guys just picked that shit right back up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, nothing happened?
Yeah. I don't hold grudges, my dude.
All right.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I was over her. Obviously, the breakup hurt, but then I got over her, and then I was just happy for her. And then I just missed her friendship. Is that our outro song?
Huh?
Is that the outro?
No.
We out?
No, we're not out.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, guys. Ooh. Shout out Mac Miller.
RIP Rack Mac Miller. Isn't it crazy how many rappers he lost in the past, like, couple years?
Dude, name
them. Lost some legends, man.
Name them, dude.
First one right here, Mac Miller.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy, dude. He had a concert in Detroit, like, a month after he passed. Like, I was gonna...
You were gonna go?
I was gonna go.
Hey, the crazy thing is, right? His album and Travis Scott album dropped the same day, right? I knew they dropped the same day. I went to go listen to Mac Miller's album before I did Travis Scott. And I love Travis Scott. Travis Scott's Travis Scott.
Yeah. You
know? I went to go listen to Mac Miller's album before I listened to
Astroworld.
Travis Scott. And I listened to both. I spent the whole night in my room. I was drinking. Spent the whole night just to myself. I just listened to both albums. And to myself, I'm thinking, like, man, this Mac Miller album is, in my opinion, I thought it was better than Astroworld.
Ooh, right? Bold words.
And then, you know, the week goes by and, like, sales come out. And I'm pretty sure Astroworld blew his album out of the water, sales-wise, stream-wise, all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this album needs more play.
Does, dude.
And you know what the sad thing is, like, people did not play his songs, you know. It sucks that nobody plays all these, like, dead rappers' music till after they're dead. Like, they show them love after they die.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, if you look at, like, Apple charts or billboards, dude, some of his songs were in the top 10, like, the week after he died. Same thing with X. Same thing with,
Lil Peep.
Nipsey.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Lil Peep.
Lil Peep.
I feel like I'm missing somebody.
It's all rappers I know.
There's gotta be more, but those are, like, the mainstream guys.
Yeah.
That we heard of.
The heavy hitters.
Right. But, yeah, it's kind of like, you, like, you don't, everybody just doesn't, like, everybody's, like, posting, like, oh, like, wish I could bang this Mac Miller song. Like, take me back to, like...
Dude, everyone was posting about Mac Miller, dude. Everyone on my timeline.
Well, that mixtape?
Like, all the kids from high school.
Remember high school?
Yeah.
You got kids? The mixtape?
Yeah. Blue Slide Park?
Blue
Freak Park, Mike? Freak Market?
Yo, I know you guys remember this song right here. Hey, yo, that song right there, man. Every time I listen to it, it takes me back to high school.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That was a good thing.
Okay.
High school was dope.
Yeah?
I mean, I wish I would have...
joined the football team?
Anything. I wish I would have done more shit than I did in high school.
You were in the ROTC?
I mean, I did like ROTC, but... nobody really cared for it, you know? Except the kids in ROTC.
Yeah,
and
it's like a cult.
It's not a cult.
It was like a cult, dude.
No, but yeah,
that Gemini dude. Oh, no, my man is giving me the no on that.
No names, please.
Shout out Gemini.
Yeah, cool. Shout out Gemini, man.
Nah, dude, he was cool, dude.
He was cool.
We actually talked about the Avengers when it came out.
Yeah, dope, man. Shout out Gemini. Shout out all the homies I used to do ROTC with. I don't talk to you guys anymore for the most part, but you guys were cool as shit for the most part.
Nah, dude, I legit thought Gemini was like one of the coolest dudes.
You did?
Yeah, dude.
I never really saw eye to eye with that guy.
Dude was like fit.
He was fit. He's still fit, I think. But yeah, high school, man. I don't want to talk about my high school. My high school was like lame as shit, right? I got no good stories. Homie, you got some good stories from high school.
Me?
Yeah, that nobody knows about. Literally, if you don't talk to this man and you knew him in high school and you just thought he was about nothing, yo, you should just hear some of his stories, yo.
Dude, have I told you some of these stories?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I don't think I have stories, dude.
You got some stories, man. What you got to hide?
I think the chemistry teacher had a thing for me.
What's your, wait, is it a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude.
It was a dude?
It was a dude.
Yo, who was it? Is it Mr. Tuttle?
No, I don't even remember his name, dude. He was like he had like greasy black hair. He was like tall, kind of had a weird like Hitler mustache. He was like super, super nice.
You were
a real pushover.
Yeah. Did you push him over?
I think he wanted to push me over.
So what happened there?
He just like asked me if I wanted to come like chill with him after school.
Hey, whoa. What?
Like maybe like help him like clean his like room, his like classroom.
What? Nah.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, like, what's the dude's name?
I forgot.
He should be a child offender. Sex offender.
Dude, that's what he looked like. No offense. No offense. Like
if you listen to this, no offense.
But like
you look like a Hitler sex offender.
But like if you picture a sex offender or if you like saw him on the news, local like chemistry teacher outed as a sex offender, you wouldn't be surprised by how he looked. He looked like a sex offender.
You remember his name? I can pull up the sex offender list right now.
Nah. I do not remember his name, but like shortly after like he like disappeared. He just disappeared, dude. I never saw him again.
Middle of the year?
Like, yeah, like middle of the year.
He was a permanent teacher though?
Yeah, pretty sure. He was like our chemistry teacher.
What year was this?
I want to say 11th.
Chemistry. I don't think I took chemistry that year.
Yeah. No, it was weird though. I always got weird vibes. But yeah, that's one.
Hey, tell him that story about Halloween.
What you mean?
The one where you were banging on the window.
Oh.
I don't think a lot of people know about that.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, for like a prank. It was a fucking school day. I didn't go to school.
What a loser.
For not going to school on a school day?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, such a loser. I got this this long sleeve white t-shirt. I ripped it up. I put fake blood all over me. I got to school. I took my pants off. I was just in my boxers, SpongeBob boxers, and a long sleeve white tee that's ripped up, all bloodied. I had this sick ass leather face mask, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I put that on.
Shouts out Leatherface.
Shouts out Leatherface, my favorite serial killer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright.
Then I knew it was lunchtime. And you know how our lunchroom had, like, giant-ass windows you could see right outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everything, everyone.
Right, right.
So, yeah, then I just parked my car, like, a block away, then I walked there. I could see the cafeteria, I could see everyone's at lunch. I start walking up to the windows, I'm banging on the door. I got, like, fake blood all over my hands. And then I got this stick also. I'm not like hitting the walls with the stick though. I'm not hitting the windows. Then the security guard like comes out of nowhere. He starts chasing me. And I fucking hightail it, dude. I this dude's a big motherfucker, dude.
To the big. Oh, is it the? He was, those, like, was it those security guards with the yellow?
No, he was.
Calling the bumblebees.
No, he's a. He was in the blue uniform. It was that.
Wait,
one.
Is he the bald guy?
Yeah, it was the bald guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy was huge.
It was a bald guy, dude. I just fucking hightail it towards this hill that we had there. It led to a dog park.
Yeah, yeah. So like to put this in, we got like this like football / soccer field / track, and all the sports teams run up these hills for like practice. Like literally yep. after like 10 hills, you're like dying. These hills are huge, right?
Yep. And so yeah, I just hightail it towards the safety, towards heaven. And yeah, then I look back, I get past the dog park, I finally look back, and yeah, he's not there anymore, so that's the end of that.
public school security, am I right?
Always ruining the fun.
Hey, you remember that bomb threat? Were you there for that bomb threat?
Yeah. They trapped us in the school, they won't let us leave.
Yeah, isn't that stupid? They trapped us in the lunchroom during a bomb threat.
Just one easy target.
Literally, they got every kid in our grade. Somehow, there's a bunch of bro, we had like 1,300 kids at our school. Easily, right? They try to fit us all in this lunchroom. They're trying to keep like order. Kids are like leaving out the door like nothing. Going through the back doors, going through the front doors, and like, I don't care. Bro, but it would make sense for them to be like,
vacate the premises.
Right. There's a bomb in the building, supposedly. Actually, I know what happened. Actually, I know the whole. Like,
was it you?
No.
It was you, dude.
It was not me. It was somebody I knew, though.
Okay.
Calling that bomb threat. Because, I don't know how clear the story is, but, like, I heard that they got drunk and they just, like, thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
It was never a real bomb threat.
Yeah.
So anyway, I remember that. Were you there that day? What'd you do? Did you stay?
Yeah, I stayed. I'm a good noodle.
Loser. What a loser.
Yeah. My girlfriend says that to me. Well, my unofficial girlfriend. I love it when she calls me loser.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I left. Like, we hopped in my friend's car. We went to his house.
You had friends? I didn't have friends.
That's true. I had friends, though. I had a few friends. They don't even talk to anymore.
I have two friends. Now.
Okay.
You're one of them.
Of course. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Oh, damn. Why are you getting so gay on me?
Anyway.
Okay.
Well,
bomb threat? You left the school with your friends?
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Taco Bell?
No, we went to his house.
Okay.
To watch a movie. So I don't remember.
Did you go with your girlfriend that you loved so much back then?
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, I mean, no. It's her name?
Yeah, it's her name here. She was something. No, I don't. We weren't dating at the time. Then.
Okay.
So.
Your souls hadn't met.
We had.
Oh. What you think of her when you first saw her, though? When you first met her? Your high school crush. Your high school flame. Legit.
In high school?
Yeah.
I didn't meet her in high school.
Well, whenever you met her.
Fourth grade?
Oh, shit. Do you like her in fourth grade?
Hell no. This girl, right?
Yeah.
I found it funny. Like, years later.
Yeah.
This girl was in fourth grade with her. And, oh, she was the meanest kid in the classroom, bro. She used to pull my hair, kick me, slap me.
Nice. You a masochist?
Anyway, my first impression of her in fourth grade is I hated her.
Okay. I mean, she's kicking you, obviously.
And then I didn't see her till high school again.
Okay. Ooh, she kick you?
No.
Start kicking you again?
No.
What happened?
She didn't remember we went to high school together.
Oh.
Or elementary school.
Yeah, elementary school.
She was cool. I don't even know. Honestly, like, I don't... I felt pressured to date someone in high school. Because everybody was dating.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, man, it's my senior year. I haven't dated anybody. There's been girls that dated here, like, the whole school already besides me. And you.
Hey, you don't know that.
Bro, you told me.
Yeah.
Your first... No, let's not get into it.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I should probably date someone.
Who will I got?
So
what are my choices?
Basically.
Did you throw a dart and just close your eyes, see where it landed?
No, she was part of the friend group. Like my friend group.
Stays in the friend group, huh?
Yeah.
Did you just pass each other around?
I didn't pass anybody around. I think they did, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm pretty sure they passed everybody around in that friend group.
I
didn't join that friend group till my senior year.
Bruh, pretty sure they had, like, orgies before you. Didn't you tell me how they did have an orgy once and you weren't invited? Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, she's cool. I just recently found out she ran off with some dude.
Where are they at? Guatemala?
No, I have no idea. They're somewhere in Michigan.
Okay.
But she, like, ran off with him, like, to live with him and shit.
Like, legit, just...
Stopped like, off. She lived with her parents. She was living with her parents. Parents didn't approve of the guy or something.
Yeah.
And one day she just packed her stuff and moved in with the guy. And then my mom, who is... I think they're... my mom and her mom were good friends. Even after we broke up.
Yeah.
I think she asked her if I knew where she was. I'm like, how would I know where she is? I haven't talked to this girl in, like, what, 4 years, 5 years?
Maybe she's hiding in your room. Maybe you got back together.
My room's tiny. There's no way there's something there. But anyway, oh, yeah, funny story. Did I ever tell you that story where I went to her graduation?
No.
So she graduated with a bachelor's a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And my family got invited to her graduation party. And my parents went, my brothers went. I was like, I'm not going. But then I heard there's good music and there's free alcohol.
I gotta go.
So that's what got me. So I took an Uber to there and I just chilled. And like the whole night her family's just like giving me beers, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't drunk or anything. I got a little buzz going.
Trying to loosen you up, boy.
Night ends, everybody's cleaning up, I'm helping clean up, everybody's helping clean up this like hall. Like picking up trash, bottles, whatever. I'm like, I'm ready to go, and I see her and I go up and shake, like I'm like, I extend my hand out to shake her hand and say congratulations.
Yeah.
I extend my hand out. She looks disgusted, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally disgusted in me. Like, she's, like... She, like, barely put her hand out. Like, she's, like, touching, like, somebody with, like, rabies or something.
You know, bubonic plague?
Yeah. And she's, like... Reaches for my hand. She's, yeah. Like, thanks. And then she, like, runs away. Literally runs away.
Damn, dude.
Come to find out, a few days later, right? She talked to some of my friends about that encounter.
Yeah.
As she likes to call it. And she goes and tells them that I tried to hug her and
bro, why would you do that?
To hug her and get her close to me and I was being like rude and whatever.
Damn, dude.
Who says that?
Can't see you in the same light anymore.
Who says that?
You're a piece of shit.
Who says that?
Apparently you're an ex.
Yeah, dude, that's... After that, I was like, man, what's wrong with this girl?
Goddamn.
And then a couple months after that, like, I messaged her on Facebook. And I was like, hey... Because then she got her master's, or she was working on her master's or something. So I said, hey, like, good luck with your things.
Yeah.
And I said, like, oh, like, you know, like, I wish you good luck. Like, I hope everything's good with you, blah, blah, blah. Just being positive, right?
Yeah.
She messaged me back. She's like, I'm not trying to be friends with you. Bye. I'm
bye.
Like, yo. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Bye. So,
like, after that, like, I blocked her and never talked to her ever again.
Yeah, dude. God damn. She's a piece of shit.
His words, not mine.
I sense what you're feeling and what you're wanting to say, homie. Can I call you that, homie? No? Not yet?
Maybe by the end of this podcast.
So I am going to be here.
No, by the end.
Oh. Okay.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
All right. Craziest thing you've done. Go.
Nah, save it for the next podcast.
Nah, come on, brother. I got, like, not much longer left here. We're gonna end on
your
big shebang.
Yeah, your story about your ex.
That's not my crazy story.
I can't give away my craziest thing.
What's the second craziest thing?
I've done a lot of crazy things.
No, you haven't.
I have.
What? Jump from a ladder into a snow pile? Call yourself Randy Man, Macho Savage.
Macho Savage.
Hey, for those wondering, homie's got a YouTube. Go check out his cringe there. What's your YouTube?
I mean, it's just Chris Phoenix. Pretty sure.
One X?
Yeah, Chris Phoenix.
It's all one word?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's saved.
Ah! Oh, shit.
Homeboy just freaked over what was that, a fly?
It was a spider, dude. Yeah. It was a spider.
Go subscribe. He's got 141 subscribers.
Damn.
He's making it big time.
Hey, what's my most viewed video, though?
I don't know. What is it? You know. Obviously, you know.
It's my Spider-Man Gangnam Style video.
Hey, you got 30. Oh, I thought that said 34,000. That's just his 34.
Wait, views? Views?
I was like, is that 34K? That just says 34.
Wait, views?
Yeah.
What video?
Lil Xan, don't watch me fall.
Dude, I thought that was going to be way bigger than it was, dude. No, all you Lil Xan fans suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, right here. His first video, right?
Yeah.
Spider-Man takes on Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Guess what? You know how many views? You check this every day?
Yeah, every single hour, dude. It's like, oh, shit. One more view.
And it's me.
Could have been someone else, though.
We don't know.
100,000.
No.
No, 80,000.
No.
80,000, dude.
No, there's more.
160,000 views.
Close.
182.
158.
Okay. Damn, I thought I had 200,000.
He's got 165 likes, 69 dislikes.
Ooh, my favorite number. Not really.
I want a friend like this, top comment. Oh, you pinned that comment, you loser.
Yeah, I gotta stroke my ego.
Hey, who's all these comments? All your friends? All your family that you made him comment?
No, dude, I actually, like, I was at the Mega Mall one day, and this kid walks up to me. He's like, hey, you're the dude from the video. And I was like, yeah.
The Mega Mall?
Yeah, dude.
Which video? This video?
Yeah, like, he was subscribed to me on YouTube.
He's the one subscriber from the 141?
Probably.
Hey, you guys gotta check this video out.
What video?
Wait, I can't play it because it's gonna be copyrighted.
What
the
video?
Music.
What video? Hey,
no wonder you got no ads on this. You got the whole.
Like, yeah.
Hey, oh, look at that. Hey, do you see that kid?
No, no.
Look at this kid. Look.
Where?
Hold on, it's coming up. Look at this dude. His parents probably grabbed him and told him, don't be like him. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hey.
Nah, dude, that was, I can't even believe I did that, dude.